Great is your mercy towards me.
Yep. Go.
Your loving kindness towards me. Jesus, your tender mercies I see. Every day after day.
Good morning. The Lord has indeed been gracious to us, and we are indeed glad. Deuteronomy 7 verses 7 to 9 says that the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for he were the fewest of all people. This was Moses addressing the Israelites. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep his oath which he had sworn unto your fathers, had the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Two of my favorite Bible verses are taken from Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. Verse 23 speaks about the faithfulness of God. And today, we want to look at God's faithfulness through the eyes of Sarai and Abram. Abram is from the lineage of Shem, Noah's eldest son. The Lord called Abram from the age of 75, as we see in Genesis chapter 12, and told him that he's going to make of him a great nation. When we read the story of Abraham and Sarah, the names that the Lord later gave them, starting from Genesis chapter 12 to chapter 21, we see elements of doubt and possibly impatience playing out. When the promise of God was not manifesting as they thought it should, Sarah gave Hagar her maid to Abraham, that she, Hagar, could bear his child, the promised child. Unfortunately, Ishmael was not God's promise to Abraham. This is an act that is similar with our Christian lives today, as we sometimes either doubt God's ability or his timing, and because of this, we try to help God. You know, speed up the process. There is a phrase that we love to use which says, God helps those who help themselves. But may I remind us all this morning that God does not need our help. What he requires of us is our obedience. We also see that the fulfillment of the promise did not happen as soon as it was promised. As a matter of fact, with Sarah being both barren and old, and Abraham being even older than Sarah, they both wondered how realistic it would be at their age to raise a child. This is another thing that we sometimes forget as humans. Our human limitations do not change who God is, nor does it change his plans towards us. After 25 years of much waiting, the promised child Isaac was born, fulfilling a part of God's promise to Abraham. I pray that as we reflect on Abraham and Sarah's journey to the promised child, that we will remember the promise that the Lord made to the Israelites in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, which says, "For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end." As well as Isaiah 40 verse 31, which says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And may we also remember that in spite of the many challenges that we are now bombarded with, God is faithful and he is a covenant-keeping God. God bless you. Please remember to take all necessary precautions concerning COVID-19. And while you're taking the necessary steps to safeguard your physical man, please ensure that you take care of the spiritual man. Take care.